Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
My friend.
Is this little Bill Withers?
Yeah, man. It always makes me think of Any Given Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, they have a montage scene.
Not me.
They're rolling.
Making me feel my childhood. This is what they used to always play at the picnics and barbecues and stuff.
It's code word time, man.
I can't think of it.
Really?
Baby.
No. What? What's the name of the song?
I know all the words.
Use me. Use. 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 U-S-E. Text U-S-E.
Robbie's been
waiting. No, wait, that sounded like U-S-E. Use. Text use to 72881 and you're registered. It's the Thinkin's $1,000 give and go, and it's brought to you by Anna John Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. If you don't win this time, you'll have another chance at the top of next hour, hashtag third hour. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text or drive.
Leroy, would you know who Kings of Leon is?
Yeah.
I could have played that song, You Somebody.
Oh, that would have been better.
I thought Falero would be using that one. I don't want to copy Falero.
Leroy, no, listen.
Listen.
Taysom Hill in New Orleans is exactly what Tebow should have been.
Robbie, you set the trend.
Not as athletic.
You don't worry about Falero. Let him play.
No, that's a new school song. Everybody can get that. I thought Bill Withers is right more Leroy's alley.
No. Listen.
Jeez, Robbie.
What, he's not calling you old?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
So you like listen to better music.
No, that's all it listen, is. Robbie, I want you to be on the forefront. I want you to use the newer stuff. The Ticket's audience
is
younger.
First of all, that's a cool song.
It is a cool song, but, you know.
A lot cooler than some of the music out there today, but
our audience tends
even though you don't know what it is, you can't tell me when the song came on, you didn't kind of bounce your head.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a way better song than You Somebody. No, get the hell out of here. Kings of Leon. I'm pissed at Adam Beasley.
Are you in a Twitter tweet storm?
No, I'm not in a tweet storm, but he's just got a terrible take. Like, listen to this guy.
Did you watch the games this past year?
So I put out, if you guys haven't seen it, I put out this list today. Me and Zaslo each came up with a list of worst Dolphins coaches of all time. And I feel
I would figure the way people feel about Saban, he should be number one.
Yeah, but as far as worst goes.
Yeah, I mean, look.
Like, three, he most
it's
hated.
Hard, it's hard to say.
Saban had the most fakery.
It's hard to say that. Of all those coaches, Saban is the worst coach.
Like,
it's just hard to say.
Scale for, like the requirements are...
Well, it's only Dolphins' resume.
The characteristics of being a worst coach, while rat finkery and hatred are important, not as important as actually being able to run X's and O's.
1-15 has got to be number one then.
No, I don't agree.
You can't be much worse than that.
You're getting brought in into a situation where Bill Parcells was not going to give you a chance to bounce things back. Like the cycle
why
of the
is
NFL.
Right, why are you that understanding now?
Hugh Jackson got another chance.
Can I ask you a question?
Why are you that understanding now? When it was going on, you wanted to get rid of him.
When did Cam Cameron coach?
You didn't say.
2007.
Okay, so 11 years ago. Yeah. If 11 years from now,
and
Jesus,
by the way,
I'll be old.
And by the way, still catching passes?
Ted Ginn.
Correct. 11 years from now, will you still look back and say Adam Gase was a worse coach than Cam Cameron?
Yeah, no doubt.
I promise you have another coach on that list.
Let me get this straight.
That's how coaching works.
All right. 31st rated offensive in the NFL. That's the worst in team history. Okay? And cute little 3 yards per carry. You come at me with your...
Wait. Time out.
Hold on.
No. You hold on. I thought you said it's results oriented.
No. Listen to me. Record-wise, 3 yards per carry. 2017 scored 267 yards, and 2018 scored 319 yards.
Move your head back. Your nose is bumping into the mic.
Hold on.
You liar.
It's 2018. It's 2018. And what are we doing there? You know how big scoring is in today's NFL? You should be able to fall into 400 points. Doing nothing. And this guy, some alleged guru, can't even get there for you.
Who called him a guru? I think like you.
I think, he called himself.
Everybody called him a guru.
You made that up.
I didn't.
You made it up.
No. Everybody gave him.
He was considered a coaching guru.
The
whisperer. He was a whisperer.
I go with whisperer more than guru.
All of it. All under the tent.
No, whisperer just has to do with a position.
Guru's just louder.
Communication.
Okay, so let's just say, all right. Guru for offense. Second worst in the league. Never been done in Dolphins history. Okay? That's one. Two, he had control of the roster. And he ousted everybody with talent. And everybody brought in was either old or sucked.
He didn't like egos.
He didn't like egos. Anybody who wasn't
like that.
Belichick's
like that.
Anybody who wasn't part of a Gase party, he was out.
Go.
But Belichick has also brought in guys over the year that have had egos, but when they get into New England, suddenly they learn to stymie it a little bit.
No, but if you still maintain that ego,
yeah,
you're gone.
Oh, correct.
Yes. Okay.
Also, not a great eye for quarterbacks. Want to know why? Here are the guys he's brought in. Jay Cutler, Brock Osweiler.
Dude.
He also told me that the ceiling on Tannehill was unreachable. This guy could go, sky's the limit.
Here.
And yet, 3 weeks later, throwing his ass under the bus.
Do you understand?
So who do I trust?
Do you understand? If you're worrying about the level of backup quarterback that the coach brings in, you got more problems.
I do worry about it. You want to know why?
Why?
Because he had a quarterback coming in on a bum leg. And you want to know why? The year beforehand, we watched an entire season of Jay Cutler, who strolled into this camp with a beer belly, a cigarette in his lip, and told you, I don't really need to be in shape. They gave that $10 million. They gave that $10 million.
All the other stuff you said,
that, yeah.
All the other stuff you said was buffoonery. But what you just said, I can't argue.
Can we do headlines real quick?
He actually said that.
Look, I know it looks bleak out there because of these candidates.
It's bad.
It's bad. Flores.
Why do you think I get offended? Hey, this guy. Leroy gets so offended when you bash Tannehill or Gase. Laugh out loud. Bro, give it up. Those two are garbage. We're not even arguing about that.
You do.
I'm just saying worst. Where would you put Gase?
No, here.
Let me ask you something. Where would you put Gase on the list? Seven Dolphins coaches since Don Shula.
Okay.
Not counting the interims. They don't count.
So man Campbell,
here's what
not
I would
on
do.
The list.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Also, a good part of a coach is putting together a great staff.
Correct.
His staff put together the worst defenses in Dolphins history on back-to-back years. And also, he gave $3 million to an O-line coach who fell in love with a stripper and videotaped himself doing blow in the offices. Go ahead.
That would put him as a great coach.
Adam Gase's coaching tree is built on the roots of cocaine.
Well, isn't Miami?
Go ahead.
Here's what I would say.
I apologize.
No, you don't.
The worst.
Look at you.
The best he could be is number four.
Okay, the best he can be is number four.
Right. Here's why. Whatever you say about all those other coaches, you have said with your own lips that this business is result-oriented.
No, I didn't say that. I said the results is a very easy way to determine who the worst coach is. That's not what I said. You said that I say that, but my list is not based purely on results. Otherwise, we could all say, oh, Cam Cameron, worst coach. Well, that's original. Thank you. I appreciate you guys really reaching out here. Otherwise, why would I put together a list? Then we could just go by coaching record.
Okay. Which matters. But I will say this. He can be no worse than fourth.
Mm-hmm.
So the four coaches that went to the playoffs, those are seven through four.
I disagree.
And three, who's on that list?
So your beloved Saban never made the playoffs.
Saban has to be the worst.
No.
All right, I like this game.
Wait,
game. All right, now you're here to play the game. I appreciate it.
Because he quit without even finishing the year.
My man.
Woo!
Well, that means it got so
you are playing into Team Petty.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
No,
you are walking. You are signing up to be the captain of Team Petty.
I give credit to a guy who sticks it out for 1-15.
Yeah, my man. All right.
So he goes number two.
All right. Now we're listening. Hit the headlines thing, Robbie. We're listening here. All right. So he's got Saban as the.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Cam Cameron's second worst. I jive with that. That's where he was on my list.
Stop!
And Philbin, he also didn't go to the playoffs, right?
No, he didn't go to the playoffs.
Yes. And Philbin could be one. Because I'm going to tell you why. And I'm going to stick to this to the day I die.
Tuna sandwich?
No. Because you played or you coached on a team that used to exploit outside coverage with your big tight end, and you know this because you were on that staff, and when they came down here and did it, you sent out a linebacker with a billy club.
Phillip Wheeler.
A billy club to cover the tight end.
And you're still sticking with it. That's
what that is the – you know what's coming.
All right, so
billy club.
So Leroy's list, he's got Saban the worst. I like that.
Because he didn't finish.
That's simply just team petty.
No, it's not. He likes Saban.
I didn't say he was the worst coach.
Number two, Cam Cameron.
Here.
I agree with that.
It was so bad, he left.
He has number three.
Incomplete. You got to go number one.
No. Right,
hold on. Well, let's finish the list. Number three, you have Joe Philbin because of his Phillip Wheeler mistake.
Yes.
Number four.
Billy Club.
Number four. Here's what I left. You got Sparano, Gase, Jimmy Johnson, Dave Wannstedt.
I'm going to go Gase.
Gase. All right.
George Wilson.
I'm going to go Sparano.
Wow. All right.
Wannstedt.
Jimmy.
Because Jimmy had success elsewhere.
Nah, that's.
So did Wannstedt. So they go 6-7.
See, here's why I have Wannstedt higher on my list. He literally ran Ricky Williams to the continent of Australia.
Correct. In a tent.
Like, he, the best player the Dolphins have had since Marino, he ran into such pain. This guy's like, you know, the millionaire life is cool. I'm going to go live in a tent on another continent.
I'll never remember that. I'll never forget that night.
Also, he put lobster traps around the locker room.
Correct.
I mean, come on.
We played the thing.
That's
Dolphins coaching search. Fangio is not interviewing. They still have to interview Darren Rizzi. And Bruce Arians will be the new coach of the Buccaneers.
But you think?
Oh.
Hey, question.
Which means Todd Bowles will be his defensive coordinator.
Who now?
Todd Bowles.
Who's being the head coach of who?
Bruce Arians will be the coach of the Bucs.
I thought he retired.
He did. But they all retire into the booth.
Came back.
Nicole, retire.
Mark Richt's going to end up coaching Liberty. What?
Wait, what?
Huh?
What if what's his name, leaves Georgia to become a head NFL head coach, Kirby Smart? Georgia makes a phone call to Mark Richt?
No.
No, they don't want him back.
That does not happen.
You don't follow the text machine. Because when they hired Richt, all the Georgia people were blowing us up.
Yeah, Georgia hates him. Sweet dude, though.
So, really, the Dolphins... The Dolphins list comes down to Rizzi.
With Rizzi?
The Dolphins list comes down to
that's
Rizzi,
Harbaugh.
Flores.
Harbaugh came the same route.
Okay, Rizzi, Flores, Bieniemy, that busted ass dude that coached the Raiders or Bucks for a second.
Dennis Allen.
You know what? Beasley, I'll give him props on this. He said that recommendation came from Jeff Ireland.
Oh, no.
Fishy,
sir.
Phil.
Sir. Steven. Mr. Ross. Can I call you Steven? If that Ginger Weasel recommends anybody, you run the hell in the opposite direction.
Wait, Jeff Ireland's a ginger?
What?
I did not know that either. I was going to say, I'm glad he said it first.
I don't picture him as a ginger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Top ginge.
No, it's not. He barely has any.
I thought they fixed that. Didn't I get an email that the wire was fixed?
Yeah, sure it is. Nothing is fixed around here.
That's not a ginger.
Not even close to a ginger.
It's not a ginger.
You got to get a younger picture because he barely has any hair.
Yeah, it's looking rough.
Wait, go up. Scroll up. I just saw one.
He's
right
actually,
there.
He
right
actually,
there on the right. Up top. Go up. No.
That's ginge.
Hey.
Look at that beard.
Question.
Looks pretty brown.
Who had the story about the fan coming up to him saying, fire yourself?
It was Jeff Ireland.
It was Jeff Ireland.
Didn't that happen on Eric Reed's show? When Eric was doing the show? Didn't you guys have that fan call in? I feel like I remember
maybe,
that.
Maybe. I don't know. There's a lot. There's a ton from
it's
that
murky
era.
Water.
A ton from that era that I've chosen to forget. And then there's the other guy, the defensive, the other dude that Stephen Ross went to go see.
Look at that. Look at that hair.
It's not ginger.
What is it?
I mean, look, when you have a receding hairline when you're 14, look, does it matter?
I'm just saying, like, it's probably not the best to deal with the judgment of somebody who asked top draft pick about his mother's profession.
I would say this. If you fired a guy because he couldn't do his job, would you allow him to call in and give advice?
No.
Okay. No. No.
Okay. There you go. That's all that needs to be said.
I just want
regardless of who it is.
I want this. I want Stephen Ross to stop leaning on people who he doesn't employ anymore. So, for example, There's rumblings that Parcells, he still consults with him. Dude, that guy robbed you. He took your money. He's like, hey, guess what? I had this clause with Huizenga.
What is Parcells?
Even if
know?
I leave, I get my money.
Parcells is at the track. He doesn't. He has no idea what's going on.
Yeah, but Stephen Ross doesn't know that. He just thinks Parcells football.
Well, what about Parcells? What about Stephen Ross keeping Tannenbaum around just because he likes to talk to him?
Well, he's not really around. He's fired.
No, but he's around.
Nah, that's bogus.
Ross just likes to talk to him.
Yeah, it's bogus.
That was a nice way of saying he's fired.
They did the same thing with Dennis Hickey. He fired. Now, Chris Greer. Come on, man. Like,
but if he had here, question. And here's what I always have questions when everything gets worked out and certain guys stay and certain guys go.
Mm-hmm.
What if Chris Greer didn't have any power and now he's getting that power? Even though he's around, you see, even though he's around, he didn't really have any power.
I never like it's one of the problems I have with the Marlins. I would put a lot more faith in the rebuild if I knew the guy who wasn't making trades wasn't Mike Hill. I don't care that he had to deal with the Loon and Jeffrey Loya.
But what if he didn't have a say-so in any of those trades?
I don't care. I don't want that thinking or that thought process.
How do you know it's that because thing? That's why you have an interview.
That's the dude who groomed him.
You don't want anyone tainted by the previous crap.
Dude, it's not hard to pass an interview. You can make yourself sound like a genius in an interview.
Al Golden. Yeah. In an interview, made it seem like
Al
Golden
came in with binders and nonsense.
He had pillars.
That's shame. You got the coach from Temple. What were you
and
expecting?
A binder.
You got the coach from Temple.
They just did it again.
They just did it again twice. What? Head coach and strength and conditioning coach, Temple.
Yeah, bro. I didn't like that. I don't feel like Temple's dipping in the sauce.
I mean, not for nothing, but if I'm going to go that route, are you not going to go, hey, let's see who Clemson has? Let's see who Alabama has.
Yeah, the Clemson coordinators make so much money. Like,
why wouldn't a college football program hire Victor Conti? To just like, I'm serious. Like, he would know how to pass all the tests.
Clearly not. He just did time.
No, he didn't.
He didn't do time.
He didn't do time.
It's Barry Bonds' traitor.
Right.
Yeah, that's Greg Anderson. That's a good friend.
Yeah, that is the best friend ever.
Anderson's going to college for life.
Again, Beast. If something goes down.
Yep.
You will sing like a canary.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Clemson, Alabama tonight in the Natty. 8 o'clock is your kickoff. 7
Don't
o'clock.
Say that.
It's the Natty.
Please stop.
7 o'clock is the broadcast coverage right here on the ticket. You're home of the Natty.
Whoa. What is he getting out of the tree? Oh, man, he's just going.
Barehanding it. It looks like he might be. Is he going for a bee's nest?
ESPN just put.
No.
Sent me.
That's bushes.
ESPN just pushed me a notification that says the Heat are trending upwards.
After last night?
Not last night.
NBA power rankings. Bucks stay on top. How high is Harden taking Houston?
Oh, is he getting ready to shake some animals
Lakers,
out?
Lakers, Mavericks drop 4 spots. Heat trends up.
Wait. Well.
Seems like everybody just had a bad week, and the Heat just had the least bad week.
What's in the...
I don't know, man. That looks like a beehive.
It's not a beehive.
All right. Well,
It's an animal.
No, I don't think so.
Who lives in bushes like that? Not bees.
Oh, here she goes. She's pulling it out.
What are we talking
about? That is a wombat? That's a baby wombat.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, they're in Australia. It'd be so much cooler to live in Australia with the animals they got.
What?
Yeah. Half of them can kill you.
Yeah, but wombats are cool. Like, I'd much rather have wombats in my backyard than squirrels. I got this one squirrel. He is definitely on the Victor Conti sauce.
He's jacked up?
He's all jacked up on Mountain Dew chip. And I don't know if he's safe to have around.
I almost ran over one because he was running across the street, and he stopped and, like, wouldn't move. And I slammed on the brakes. And then he ran off.
All right. The Heat lost yesterday to the Atlanta Hawks. Deion Waiters has not played the last two games, and he has thoughts on that. Next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of Heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get Heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 minutes of Heat is brought to you by HurricaneDamage.com. Do you have property damage? Contact the law offices of Kenner and Pintaluga at HurricaneDamage.com now. Also by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. It's their job to get you back in the game with 4 South Florida locations. There's one near you. Go to AllProOrthopedics.com for more information. The Miami Heat is off today after they got spanked by the Atlanta Hawks.
They were off yesterday.
For the third time this season, they lost to the Hawks. The Hawks have a quarter of their wins against the Miami Heat this year.
crazy.
Just when you thought they were TCBing all the bad teams.
Just when you thought the TCB, B came and bit you in the old behind.
Yeah, I got beat by the hook on Friday.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
I didn't think it was going to be. Like, sucked.
Well.
They've been playing good. I'm more interested in why the hell, when the team can't score, we don't have Deion or.
Yesterday was a weird one. Yesterday was.
Arlington.
Yeah.
What did Spo have to say?
Do you have that, Robbie? Here's our expulsion on everything going. I mean, they couldn't hit a three to save their life yesterday. They couldn't get any buckets yesterday. So he was asked by Ira Winderman about why not throw in a little Philly cheese or the man with the golden arm.
When you have a game like this, anything would have been a better answer than what I did or what we did. You know, so just all across the board.
Did this change the thinking going forward then with Deion and Wayne?
I don't know.
I don't know. Deion's also confused by it. He was telling Ira afterwards, like, I thought the idea was that I was going to work back slowly and get the minutes up steadily.
Not work at all.
And yeah, he's gotten to play one game so far. It was the game where Dwayne Wade wasn't playing. So fit wise, it made sense. But since Dwayne's come back from his illness, no Philly cheese and not even a look down the bench. Like Philly cheese said, yeah, like when we're doing subs, I'll be looking down the bench like, is supposed to going to get me? Nope. Not even looking his way.
And how do we explain the absence of Wayne Ellington?
The Wayne Ellington thing is I think for this, it's just a case of they're hitting a lot of threes.
The young guys are playing well.
They're good at hitting threes.
And defense, keep in mind, they got in this run.
That's been a catalyst.
This run has been happening because of defense.
But the thing that's weird about it is, okay, let's make that the situation. Let's say that they just matchup-wise think these are the guys that are working. In the games it's not working against a terrible team
and you have other
who
options.
You have no success with, why not just try it?
Isn't it a little team petty after Deion Waiters' comments in the winner's circle to Jason Jackson complaining about minutes after his first game?
You think so?
I don't think they even care about that stuff.
He might be right. He might be right.
He hasn't played in 85 games. All of a sudden, his first game back, he's complaining about minutes.
You understand. This is the same organization as Hassan Whiteside.
Yeah, but different.
I mean.
No, it's not.
Well, here's the thing.
What did Hassan do yesterday?
Oh, he was terrible.
No. How many shots did he have?
I believe he took four.
He was jacking up threes.
Half of his shots are from downtown.
Wait, now, you're telling me they have a problem with Deion Waiters.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they got a 7-footer trying to shoot threes.
Yeah.
You can't. I want everybody on my team to have a problem with the minutes they play.
Look at this from yesterday. Starters, James Johnson, minus 20. Justice Winslow, minus 27. Roddy Magruder, minus 25. Hassan Whiteside, minus 25. Josh Richardson, minus 32. Woof. It was a rough watch. Yeah, I saw Hassan had a good game against the Washington Wizards. And then Spo is doing the thing where he gives him the heavy props and says it's all getting figured out. And yeah, we know what happens after that. After that line gets thrown out there, it's like the seasons. Once you know that's coming, it's winter time.
You think Deion and Wade are going Wayne Ellington are gonna get traded, and that's why they're not playing?
Deion Waiters is untradeable.
Until
I agree with him.
Until the end of December. Well,
he can be traded.
He physically can be traded. It's just who wants that right now? He doesn't play basketball, and he's not in shape. And nobody's seen him play basketball since he signed that contract. So I agree with Robbie. I don't see how he's a tradable deal. It's a tradable contract right now.
Does that make Wayne any more tradable?
Well,
he hasn't been playing at all.
Yeah, but at least you like Wayne Ellington. I see him. He's still got those Ray Allen abs.
But can I mean, look, let's make no mistake.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a minute for Deion to get into game shape.
I agree.
But he's never had a body beautiful.
No, well, he did when he came.
No,
out.
No,
when
no,
he got,
when
no, he got,
no, no,
when
no,
he got
no.
heat cultured, he was in such good shape.
He was thinner, but
He was never ripped.
He wasn't jacked.
Oh, man.
Right. His, he's always going to have a little Kyle Lowry in him.
No. His six-pack is like always, a ladder.
He's always going to have a little Kyle Lowry
in him. You can go rock climbing on his abs back in the first time.
No, you couldn't.
I'll find you a picture.
More like speed bumps.
No. You guys are crazy. Let me go. Oh, shirtless Deion Waiters.
That's going to look good.
Whoa. Look at this.
Shirtless Deion.
What is that?
What is that?
Look at this.
Some kind of varmint.
Check out. Can we get this fixed? This damn computer.
It's been fixed. I was told that a new wire was put on.
Sure it is. All right. There we go. Look at that.
He still don't really have a six pack.
Come on, man. That's Deion Waiters in good shape. They look like they starved him.
That was photoshopped.
Get out of here.
Airbrushed.
He looks fantastic.
No.
That's a good picture of Deion Waiters.
Okay, but still.
Well, he's not that now. I know that.
But look. Everybody in the league knows what Deion Waiters is, right? Instant scoring. Wayne Ellington, do you think anybody knows, hey, we got Wayne Ellington, a three-point specialist?
Yeah, I think they do that. You have to
Then how can you know that and not know that what Deion is my point.
Because Deion's coming off injury. That's
Wayne Ellington was too.
Nah, not like
not
this,
a serious,
though, man.
Not a serious one. I get it.
Like he hasn't played. Like Deion legit almost hasn't played in 2 years. It's been forever since that run. Since we've seen Philly cheese. This is Wayne Ellington from a couple days ago. That dude's in good shape.
Somebody said feed the Hassan cat too many treats and he goes to sleep.
I agree, man.
I mean, I don't like it. It's like. The kid, like you're walking in the mall, right? Side by side. And then he sees Barney and runs off. And you're like, whoa!
Look, Hassan has been much better, especially since he's become Papa Hassan. He has played a lot better. So props to him. Papa Whiteside has been a better Whiteside. Last night, not so much. But the whole team was a dumpster fire yesterday, and they can't beat the Hawks. Now, tomorrow, Jokic comes to town. On Denver, and that's going to be a handful.
Bam.
Well.
That's all you got as far as size and.
Well, let's see how this game starts out because Bam's not starting. We know how this rolls. It's going to be Whiteside first.
I picture Hassan going out to the top of the key to guard Jokic, slapping his hands on the ground and then getting blown by. Hey, somebody just called me ignorant.
Yeah.
Say how.
What the hell is up with Leroy having to scream everything he says, for goodness sake? It's horribly annoying. Just because you scream it doesn't make your point any more valid. It actually makes you sound ignorant.
Yeah, that's what I always say to Dexter.
I got to tell you, I had about enough of you today.
Guess what, man? We got a third hour today, so saddle up.
Meanwhile, just real quick, I know it's not basketball, but I just... don't know if this means anything to you or not, but the defensive line coach from Michigan, Greg Madison, going to Ohio State.
Be off the coordinator. Him and the head coach are boys. That's how that works.
How do you go from Michigan to Ohio State?
Because that's how that works.
That wouldn't be
allowed. It's a job thing.
No.
You're going from being a D-line coach to a defensive coordinator?
Mm. Turncoat.
It's not a turncoat.
Turncoat. Mm.
It's called work.
Traitor.
It's called advancing career.
Traitor.
Really?
There's some.
You went from 560 to here.
No, there was 3 years of unemployment in between.
Mm. Still ended up here.
Well, but I mean, after 3 years, I think the turncoat turns over.
And now it's not a turncoat because we're all one big happy.
Kumbaya.
Yeah, we sing Kumbaya. We're all one big happy Entercom family.
I haven't been over there.
You should go over there.
You shouldn't go over there. It's 1994 in a building. And you, I mean, you think we have a bad building? Like it's.
We're 1998.
It's. I mean, oh my God.
That bad
in so many ways.
Tom Thibodeau got fired yesterday, by the way, after beating the Lakers.
That was such an odd thing. The owner just like came thundering in and was just like, hey, you're fired.
Let me explain something to you. He was going to be fired regardless. So that was already in the...
It was just a matter of when.
I got to see...
They all knew when. We're firing him after this game.
Let me see what the Timberwolves schedule is coming up because that's always a move too. Usually, if they fire
right before easy part of the schedule.
Yeah, once they got a weak ass schedule coming up, then you fire somebody.
But they had the Lakers at home without LeBron James. They should have done it before the game.
It's not that weak. I mean, they got the Thunder. Thunder are great right now. Dallas, pretty damn good. They got the rookie of the year. New Orleans has been a poop show. Philadelphia, that's pretty good. Yeah, it's not a they didn't do that move after that. If they would have done it before the back to back with the Suns, then you know that's what they're pulling. So I don't know. But
they wanted Hoiberg.
It just seemed like they already had that planned, and it was just ironic that they beat the Lakers. I mean, when else are you gonna do it?
Well, here's a doozy of a quote. This is from Derrick Rose. You know Derrick Rose, who Tom Thibodeau coached in Chicago.
And he didn't play for like 3 years?
Yep, and then brought him back with the old Timber Bulls. This comes from the Minneapolis Star Tribune's Chris Hine.
Oh, I know.
Do you? Okay. No bueno?
No, he's fine.
I want to ask you something, a question about it right in a second. Derrick Rose on how he's going to go forward without Tom Thibodeau. Quote, I have a lot of confidence in myself. Tibbs was just the coach that believed in me. He jump-started my career again, and for that, I'll always be thankful. But for everybody that think that's going to stop, kill yourself.
Man.
Whoa.
That ended abruptly.
I was wondering why you weren't doing it in the voice, and now I know why.
That escalated quickly.
You have to, like, first picture mopey, low-talking, whispering,
right,
mumbling.
Yeah, it's
Derrick Rose.
I have a lot of confidence in myself. Tibbs was just the coach that believed in me. He jump-started my career again, and for that, I'll always be thankful. But for everybody that thinks it's going to stop, kill yourself.
Right. Like,
oh, man. He also goes on to say, like I said, for everybody that thinks I'm not going to play the same way, kill yourself because I believe in myself.
It's a little harsh, no?
It's definitely dark.
But, like...
crazy.
I mean, I could just see him just rolling right off his lips with no emotion.
No, just mumbles McGee.
Yep.
Just rolling into it.
I will say this, though.
He's playing really good. Yeah.
Wow.
He's also, I think he was second in the West voting.
I mean... how's our boy D-Wade doing in this voting situation?
I'm sure there'll be new returns this week. I don't know. I did put out the link. You guys need to vote for the GOAT. That's going out there. Also wanted to do this. So I'm trying to get this this Dwayne Wade Boulevard thing. I'm trying to give it some more push because I don't feel like the politicians are working up to Tobin speed, which is where I like to get things done. I don't believe in politics. I believe in getting things done, Leroy. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a results guy. So, what I want to do is I want to get the voice of the fan out there. So, why are you guys looking at me like that?
Not even looking at you.
So, what I want to do.
I'm watching this bald-headed dude on TV.
I want to get some support by this. I want everybody who's listening to our show, if you're down with Dwayne Wade Boulevard and give Dwayne Biscayne, renaming Biscayne Boulevard after Dwayne Wade, email us a video to bangersandmash@theticketmiami.com. That's bangersandmash@theticketmiami.com. Send us a little selfie video. You guys can go to my Twitter account, @Brennan_Tobin. Get an idea of what we like. Say why you love Dwayne Wade. Just give it with the slogan, give Dwayne Biscayne or we want Dwayne Wade Boulevard. Send in your videos. Bangersandmash@theticketmiami.com is our email. I want to get the people back going again, boys, because I don't like the speed of politicians. Doesn't work for me. I like things moving at a little bit more rapid pace.
Going too slow for you?
Yeah. So perhaps we need to recampaign this thing a little bit more. Get the people behind us.
Well, where is it right now? Where did you leave this thing?
Well, it's in the same place where it was. There's like these stupid policies that need to get overturned by stodgy politicians. And I don't like dealing with it. It's a stupid policy. Oh, we don't name roads after people who are... I saw some other dude say this the other day. He's like, oh, I found it. Like, he's some expert, some dum-dum on Twitter. I found it, no matter how respectable the accolade, to not name roads after living people.
Don Shula.
Because what if they do something that comes back to bite you and make you look bad? Oh, okay. I don't know. Change the roadside, bro.
Just like we did with Jose Canseco.
Like, it's not that hard. It's, in fact, one of the easiest things you ever have to do. You get somebody with a ladder, you take down the sign, and you name it 4th Street or whatever the hell number it lines up with. You're out there clutching your pearls. For heaven's sake, what if Dwayne Wade did something crazy like alligator wrestling?
Then you probably shouldn't have named the street after him in the first place if you thought that.
He deserves to have the road named after him. And if Dwayne Wade were to do anything so shameful, you get a couple drills and it's fixed in 3 seconds. But he's not going to do that.
But then you have to change maps. He's not going to.
That's done with like an iPhone update. It takes no time. Who's actually buying a map? Who's buying a map?
No, but I'm talking about like the Google Maps.
Oh, that gets. Boop. No time at all.
Instantaneously?
Boop.
I got to tell you. Some of the things that you deem to be an easy fix, I don't know.
They are easy fixes. You want to know what? You don't want to make some not easy fixes? People who like to put up ropes and take too long with these things. People that like to think, oh, I'll make a stance or what could go wrong? How about what could go right? You ever think about that? Anybody ever go to these politicians and say, oh, what could go wrong? Hey, you ever think about what could go right? How about that? I'm running for mayor.
All right, welcome back, everybody.
Why are we going crazy?
Oh.
You know who sings this?
Prince.
Yeah, Prince.
You know where he's from.
Minnesota.
Timberwolves. I gotcha.
I don't know, Robbie.
The Timberwolves did kind of go crazy. Fire him after 20-point win. Nobody does that. That's kind of crazy.
It is bold. It is bold to do that. If you're just tuning in, Derrick Rose has declared to his haters, who thinks that now that Tom Thibodeau is fired, he's going to go back to who he was. He said, kill yourself. So there's that.
That goes over well.
And we're like, yeah, that's, oh yeah, I'm sure that's going to go over well with everybody. how long before Derrick Rose puts out the written apology to people suffering from mental illness and, you know, are dealing with suicide issues? Like, that's going to be a thing, right?
Yep. Everyone is making news, by the way, about Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins has just declared for the NFL draft.
Okay.
Interest you?
Nah.
He could be the next Jaguars quarterback.
Nah. Doesn't interest me.
You're good?
I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I want to know what's going on with the Canes news, and I'm mostly excited about the muzzle that's been put on everybody.
Bro, the
clamps are down.
My DMs, right, lined up over here. All my sources in my DMs. And I've gone through all of them. Hey, quiet out there, huh? Quiet out there, huh? Just getting back. Yep. Real quiet. Real quiet.
Did you then say too quiet?
I did say too quiet. I said too quiet. Yep. Too quiet.
In a negative way or a positive way, too quiet?
Positive way. Positive way. Now, I do have one guy telling me there could be a press conference, you know, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, but that is likely anyways. So,
I thought I saw that on Twitter that there was a Tuesday press conference. Is that just nonsense?
Montreal Kane came thundering in with a Tuesday press conference. I don't know. He's, you know, he's just a dude.
He's just a dude? He's just a guy? He's got no sauces?
I mean, you know, maybe he knows somebody. I don't know. I'm telling you, it's nothing out there.
Can you give me the best Canes rumor that's not true that you've heard?
The best Canes rumor I've heard that's not true.
Yeah.
Because
I love that about the Canes rumors. The Canes rumors can get wild. It's the Wild West.
Well, the best ever was Gruden, right?
Yeah. It's an all-timer.
I mean, Gary Firman, I'll never forget that basketball game. We're all at a basketball game. And Firman and Matt Schodell, who work for Canes Sport, are just... they're just together. They're whatever. And all of a sudden, boom, Kane Sport reports, John Gruden, done deal. In my life, I mean, I looked at, like, all of the principal people, because there was, like, everyone was at that basketball game. Like, all the people that mattered at the University of Miami, I just looked at them, and they were just all, like, shaking their head, like, this guy.
It's fake news?
It was total fake news.
How does that happen?
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to get into riffs and tiffs and what have you.
Did anybody scramble? Was anybody like, what? Gruden?
Yeah, I mean, there was definitely, like, there was commotion.
But it wasn't just them. Like, that Gruden thing was, that lasted a while.
Oh, no, it lasted
a while. That Gruden thing was, like, that was the open seas there for a little bit. It really cooked.
Was it Sean Eichhorst that drove over there to talk to him? I forget which one of our stupid athletic directors.
Somebody actually went to go talk to him?
It was either Hoken or Eichhorst.
I don't think Eichhorst has ever hired a Canes football coach.
No.
It had to have been Hoke.
Every time I get coffee, I have to pee.
Man of integrity. Hocutt.
That guy.
Really?
I can't believe he was
Snake
running.
Weasel.
I
mean,
says the guy who's results oriented.
Hocutt. Just what? Like Nevin Shapiro is just going buck wild, and Hocutt's like, eh, it's all good.
It's all good.
Everything's fine.
That's because the school took the money.
Nothing
once
to see here.
Once take the money.
Donna Shalala's getting big checks.
Listen, Kirby Hocutt's a man of integrity because he washes his hands and then dries them with the cash that Nevin Shapiro put under the table.
Meanwhile, all these kids get suspended. People weren't allowed to play for games, all this stuff, because they took like $100. And Hocutt's over there at Texas Tech. It's like, eh, whatever.
Isn't he on the...
He was.
Not this year.
Not this year. He was the head of the playoff committee last year. Because he's a man of integrity. And then I, of course, would just hide under his desk.
Bobcat?
Jesus. We can't do a show for 5 minutes without someone just yelling, is that a bobcat, a wombat, a iguana? What is that?
Yeah, well, Nat Geo Wild's on, man, and that takes priority. I don't know what to tell you. What else do you want to talk about?
I've gotten to know Kirby pretty well, and
sure.
I think Miami fans can rest easy. He's got some integrity.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
This Heather Dinich.
There's never been anything less true said on our show. Never.
Well, you.
You want to talk about
you saying you are not a results person. Literally within the hour.
No.
I'm a results.
You guys see. You guys twist my words, and I don't really appreciate that. My list is not my list of worst Dolphins coaches is not just results oriented. If that was the case, what would be the point of the list? In my mind, Adam Gase was a worse coach than Cam Cameron. He was. He had more of a chance.
Talking about your list. I'm talking about you saying you're not a results person, then you are a results person. What are you? Take a stand.
I'm a man of integrity.
Oh, my God.
I'm a man of integrity, not Kirby Hocutt. I'm a man who has values and principles and stands by them. But you guys like to paint me in this corner, but you can't box me in. You can't keep me in one certain set place. I'm going to get out. That's how it goes, Chip.
That's what happens when you flip-flop all the time.
No, yeah, right. I don't flip-flop all the time.
When you have so many takes that you can be all over the place, that's when you can't get boxed in because you have like 400 takes.
No, it's just do better if you want to box me in. But you can't.
No, but when you do get boxed in, you just loud yelling, I'm not boxed in, go to break, doesn't.
See, the reason why I get boxed in is because I say something, it's completely stupid and asinine, but I stick with it, and then I get boxed in. You say something that's stupid and asinine, but you don't stick with it. 5 minutes later, you come out with a different take, and then you can't be boxed in you've said four different sides of the take.
It's just not fair. It's not fairly graded by you guys because you guys spend your time wanting to box me in. You don't listen to what I say. And so if you guys actually gave it the time of day and gave it the time and the process that it actually deserves, then you realize, that Tobin's got a point.
Question. We may not listen to what you say, but the recordings do record what you say.
Yeah, but his minion is back there with the recordings, and I feel like his minion is not going to put together a montage of Tobin flip-flopping.
I'm the one that created the Yelich montage.
Yeah, the only person with more integrity on the show than me is Robbie.
That was when he first started, and he didn't have the loyalty.
I was sandbagging him left and right.
Because you didn't build up the loyalty to him that you have now.
Trust me, if he were to take...
Emperor, you're Darth Vader.
That's not true.
You know how many times he played that enjoy clip?
Yeah, he can log whatever he wants. I don't fire... Or threaten to fire people because they make me look stupid, like somebody else in this room.
I wouldn't do that, ever.
I don't care. If it's for the good of the show, I want Robbie to do it. That's what a good producer does. The problem is, you guys are making stuff up and say that I live in a world where I make things up and I flip-flop and I have no integrity and I say one thing and then not the other, and that's just not true.
Okay. I'm just looking at something. What are you working with this beard?
Why are we deflecting from
what
he just
doing
said?
With this beard?
I just move on.
No, that's not a thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Not a thing.
What you have said is so crazy. You just move on. I'm not even.
You're just dismissing the last 5 minutes of radio?
I'm glad you agree.
That's his other line.
That's it. Glad you agree with me.
He'll do this. He'll say something that's totally asinine and ridiculous. You counter that comment, and he'll say, so I see you agree with me. Like, no, I didn't.
No, because you don't think that you agree with me.
Can we get back to my beard
saying,
for a second?
We're saying two different things, but we're really saying the same. We're on the same wavelength, and you don't realize it. I think a lot of the times you like to come at me with your little ram horns. It's because you like to butt heads. But sometimes we just need to go in unison like a flock.
Back to my beard.
Yeah.
What's up with it?
What are you trying to do?
I wasn't trying to do anything. I didn't do anything.
Trimming it and everything?
No, the barber did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Your barber did that?
Yeah.
Hey, go get your money back. It's crooked right here. Like, it's not...
Listen, my barber is shorter than I am.
He had to tip it. What is he, your son?
He's about my son's height.
There's not many people in this world.
Barber Willie Sr., man.
That are shorter than
you. He's got the mustache thing, like the...
arm bars?
Like, yeah.
Really?
Yep.
And so he's cool. So you got to... I go with the barber with the...
Barbie Willie Sr., man. Doing it over at Imperial King's Cuts, whatever it is, in Cooper City. You're saying he didn't line up the beard correctly?
Questionable. Hashtag Third Hour's next.